Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And you might think the South Carolinians are just a little bit off. Would you believe their barbecue's yellow with a mustard sauce?
Yeah, I would believe their barbecue's yellow with the mustard sauce. And I'm going to find out why. 720 WGN, I'm John Landecker. Thanks for tuning in. Scotty Johnson is on with us, a world champion barbecue pit master. As we go along, I'll throw in some of these unbelievable things that you have achieved, the championships, the trophies, the money, the barbecue team of the year. It goes on and on and on. What is the deal with what they just said? They had, what did they just say? The barbecue is yellow, or do you know what I'm talking about?
With their mustard bases,
yeah,
that they
use. What is that?
It's just a regional thing that they like to do down in the Southeast, North Carolina, South Carolina, where it's, you know, like this area, most barbecue sauces are with like a ketchup-y sweet base. They like to use mustard. So it's a regional thing. Acquired taste, that's for sure.
Are there a lot of regional approaches to barbecue?
I mean, you'll get like the mustard base. You'll get the Carolina-based, which is all vinegar and a lot of hot red peppers. You'll get like the Kansas City base, which is probably what most people are used to with the tomato-y base. Texas doesn't really like to use barbecue sauces, and Memphis is, you know, sort of a mix-up with everything. So
Texas does not like to use barbecue sauces.
They don't believe in it like the rest of the country, that's for sure. They like to have it just meat.
I would think... I was going to ask you about that because that's the way I prefer it. Is that I didn't know that there was an entire state.
It's definitely different all over the place. Texas definitely looks down upon barbecue sauce. At least the true barbecue aficionados really look down on barbecue sauce in Texas. So yeah, honestly, I sort of agree with them. Nothing beats a piece of barbecued meat with just salt and pepper on it. So.
Yeah. I would guess that the whole thing, all of it starts with the quality of the meat you start with, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. The better the meat, the better the quality. But, I mean, let's be realistic, though. Barbecue started by cooking the bad cuts of meat that the butchers and mothers didn't want to use. And the art of barbecuing is being able to take that lesser piece of meat and turn it into, you know, amazing eats. So
what started you down the barbecue road?
It started probably because my dad couldn't grill, so someone had to grill the steaks and the chicken and that sort of thing. You know, growing up a kid of the 60s and 70s, they cooked everything until it was dead. I mean, you couldn't overcook it anything more. You know, pork you'd get sick from, chicken you'd get sick from. So the parents overcooked everything and, you know, tried to cover it up with barbecue sauce and to make it more moist again. But, my parents were from overseas, from Scotland, so he didn't really know how to grill too much. And I took it over and, you know, started grilling and started learning that you could barbecue by turning your smoker temperature down and, you know, in college grilling. And it just went from there, figuring I could make better ribs than, the local barbecue restaurant. And that's what really got me going on it, you know, 25 years ago, or however long it's been.
Is this your job? Is barbecue your job?
No. Barbecue was a complete hobby, that would turn into competition and never realizing though when I had bought a smoker from Home Depot and went online, because this was back in probably 98 99, And the internet was just, you know, basically in its infancy back then. And I went on to see if I could figure out how to work a smoker. And from there, it, you know, grew from getting a smoker. I had bought a new smoker. And from there, it, you know, found barbecue forum and learning how to barbecue and practicing. And from there, learning that there is a world of competition barbecue. And I'm like, well, you know. All my neighbors tell me that I can barbecue, but then again, which neighbors don't tell you can cook good barbecue when you're giving them free barbecue? So,
of course.
You know, everyone at work was my biggest fan, and, you know, so you start believing that you can cook barbecue, and it went from there, you know, and you get lucky at a couple contests, and next thing you know, you're on WGN radio with, you know, with Radio Legends. So here I am.
Oh, man. Well, you know, well, now hold on a second. You were certified barbecue judge in the year 2000. I mean, yeah. that doesn't happen to everybody. I mean, how'd you earn your certification?
They basically show you through the Kansas City Barbecue Society. You know, show you there's definitely rules and regulations of how to turn in there. We turn everything in these 9x9 clamshell, those white styrofoam containers.
Yeah.
You know, they got limits on what kind of base you can put in with them. You can use like green leafy lettuce or parsley or kale. You can't put anything else, and then just use that as a bed to make a nice platform for your food to sit on. And the judges get it, and they judge it. They don't know who you are. It's all by numbers. And then they judge you on appearance, taste, and tenderness. So,
I wouldn't mind being judged on appearance, taste, and tenderness myself. We're talking to Scotty Johnson, who's a world champion barbecue pitmaster. I'm just thinking maybe if somebody has a question or two about their barbecue plans for the upcoming months, 312-981-7200. We could take calls. We'll be coming back after this on 720 WGN. World champion barbecue pitmaster, over 60 grand in reserve championships, championships in 15 different states, grand champion 2006, reserve grand champion, world championship 2013, and it goes on and on. And he's standing by, and I think we got a barbecue question coming in from Carrie. Carrie, hello.
Hey, John. Hey, Scotty. Hey, yeah, I've got a question for you. So my uncle, they live out in the country, and they belong to a co-op, so they get a whole pig every year, and they give me pork parts. What I have now, and I just made bacon out of the belly, which is awesome, but I also have a fresh ham. Not smoked, not brined. What would you do with that? Because I have no idea.
You can definitely cook fresh hams. I don't know if you have access to a smoker, but you can definitely smoke fresh hams. They will take a while, just because the size of it. I'm assuming these were probably a large hog being butchered, but you know they're big. But then again, you can also cure them ahead of time, you know, and put smoke on them. You can use them for multiple different ways. I mean, you can break them down and just smoke the muscles that way as well. You know, if you want to take it off the bone, so multiple different ways to do fresh hams.
I guess my question was: would you cure it and turn it into like a ham you would buy at the store, or would you just treat it as a raw product, you know, and just not cure it?
I would probably go raw product just because you can get cured ham. You know, most people eat the cured ham. So if you're thinking of ham, you're thinking of a cured ham kind of thing. And most people aren't cooking and or eating a fresh ham. So me personally, I would definitely go with the fresh one and, you know, cook it nice and low and slow.
Cool. That's what I'll do. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Yeah, you got it. Good luck with it.
Thanks for calling, and now I'm going to think about it. Homemade bacon. Boy, that sounds like some darn good eating. Wow.
Yeah, that is some good eating.
Barbecue, this is National Barbecue Month, by the way. Founded in 1963 by the Barbecue Council. And Scotty has been a certified barbecue judge since the year 2000 and has taught multiple barbecue classes. What's the number one thing you want to get across if someone were to take a barbecue class from you, Scotty?
My number one thing is barbecue is not rushed. If you're in a rush, you should be grilling and or eating out. Barbecue is generally, it can be defined as an all day, adventure with the family.
Yeah.
All barbecue isn't just about competing like how the world that I went into. Barbecue is a whole family event, and people make it as events, and that's how it should be, honestly, in my eyes. Get the family together, get the, grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles, and, heck, you can even do it nowadays in COVID and keep it outside and
right.
Keep your distances. And that.
Yeah.
But you can still do it, and it's a family event. It brings families together. It's fun. You're taking, as I said earlier, undesirable piece of meat and making it into some sort of gourmet meal, that people enjoy.
I like it so much. I never realized that it started out as undesirable and that all of this was done to try to dress it up. I had no idea.
Ribs, were basically garbage meat, 30, 40 years ago kind of thing. And brisket on a cow is, on beef brisket, is probably the hardest muscle, toughest muscle to cook on any animal. And you can break it down by cooking barbecue. And, honestly, I am not sure if there's a better bite of barbecue than a properly cooked beef brisket. So
you got that right. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Are there any barbecue places open after I get off? Oh, sorry. What is your personal favorite sauce?
I used to be sponsored by sauces, a sauce company. So, personally, I think Blue's Hog Sauce is the best barbecue sauce in the world. But there's a whole bunch of different ones, and if nothing else, people can, if there's something that you like in a barbecue sauce, I used, Chicago legend here is Sweet Baby Ray's, now nationally owned by a big company. Sweet Baby Ray's is a good sauce. I learned with Open Pit, and I made my own sauce using Open Pit as a base when I was first starting off. And
now,
honestly, go ahead, John.
No, go after you.
I was just going to say that, barbecue sauce is whatever you're looking for,
right?
In it. If you like something spicier, then add more heat to it. And doctor it up. That's literally how I started, was getting a base of something and then mixing it up all together how I wanted it and trying to keep track of what I was doing with it for the next time and try and, duplicate it. So,
I believe we have another call to get in the few minutes we have remaining. Barry is new to barbecue. Welcome, Barry.
Well, it's good to be here. Thanks for the show. Scotty, I'm one of those guys that worked 8 years in the South Side, but I grew up in Wisconsin. And I'm a butcher's kid, but it was a Jewish butcher, so no pork. I don't know what kind of ribs I like that I got at 106th and Halstead or G&W at 159th. And, these South Side ribs that were so good, and they were in the smokehouse all day. But I don't know what cut. So if you're barbecuing, what's a St. Louis rib? What's a short, can you do a quick, what are we buying when we're buying our ribs?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's put it this way. The butchers and manufacturers and all that of meat know that if they add rib to anything, it becomes a better, bigger seller.
Mm-hmm.
But there are only two types of ribs, like off of a hog, that you're going to get. The one are the back ribs, which are basically at the top of the hog, or baby backs, as everyone refers to them. But baby backs are just the smaller sets of ribs. I think they're under 1.75 pounds. Anything over is just a loin back. So a loin back rib is the top. And then underneath that, it comes basically down the side all the way up to the belly, which is the bacon, are the spare ribs. Spare ribs you can then cut down is a big, huge piece of meat with the ribs. You cut them down in the St. Louis ribs, which are just literally the bones of the rib. and no cartilage. The cartilage that you're cutting away with it or from it becomes the rib tips, which is gotcha. Another Chicago specialty, or the rib tips. So out of the spare ribs, you will get the St. Louis cut and the spare ribs. And then in the beef, you get the prime rib. The short ribs then come from all that. And, you know, beef ribs are probably my favorite thing to eat out of all the barbecue. But so out of the hogs, more than likely he was getting whole spare ribs down on the south side of Chicago. And if they had trimmed them up, then they would also have been selling rib tips.
All right. Thanks for the call. And I want to thank you, Scotty, for being with us. And happy grilling all summer long. Stay safe. Yeah. That's
Scotty Johnson.
Got to have him back again, because now I'm really hungry.